nailed it. I was searching for your VB long neck, just so you know.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Is that why you were looking down there?
I promise.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Maybe. Good. Partially.
No, you already said it. No take backs.
April Fools.
Is it the 1st of April?
No, it was yesterday.
Boo. Mm-hmm. Can't pull that shit, dude.
I didn't see any April Fools pranks.
I saw one that said LeBron got traded to the Celtics and Jason Tatum went to fucking Lakers. I was like...
That's a pretty big troll.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's trade season's over. Like, you can't even trade anymore.
Did you still fall for it a little bit?
Yeah, at the start, I was like, what the fuck, dude? No way.
Who would you rather?
Jason Tatum?
Yeah, fucking oath.
100%.
Okay, good.
Who would you rather?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah, like, right now.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, definitely.
Jason Tatum's got his whole future ahead of him.
Literally.
Yeah.
LeBron's done. Mm. Well, he still, should be.
Still balls. Just
yeah, he's still bowling, but, you know.
It's gotten to that time.
Just does it for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sick of fucking waiting. What happened to you on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah.
Dude, this could get deep because, well, we went to garbage.
Yeah.
And, fuck, I was pretty blue at garbage.
Yeah. Oh, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what was going on. I think I... went for a cigarette by myself.
Mm.
Just went and sat in the corner. I was like, fuck yeah, this would be chill.
Yeah.
And then just some random dudes come up to me. They're like, oh, bro, is anyone sitting there? I was like, nah, join me, bro. Join me, boys. And yeah, dude, I ended up sitting there for like at least an hour just talking shit with these dudes.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah, because I thought you'd left.
Yeah, no.
And then you popped back up again. And I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Because I was sitting there yarning with him for yonks.
Yeah.
And then ended up going back inside, having a boogie with them.
Mm.
And then I texted you and I was like, yo, where you at?
Mm.
Saw you in the middle. So I popped on over.
Yeah.
Kicked back with you for a bit. Ended up finding those other boys again. Mm. They were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the Cass. I was like, easy, I'll come.
Self-invite. Like,
yeah. Well, I can't really remember, but probably. Yeah. They were like, yeah. Easy, jump in the Uber with us.
Because I can't remember meeting him.
Yeah.
I think you introduced me. No, I'm pretty sure because you come and told me you were going to the Cass.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, who the fuck are you going to the Cass with? Because I thought you were just going by yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, these guys. And like, I turned around, it was just some randoms. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
See you later.
It was fucking funny, dude, because their group, like, they clearly had a leader.
Mm.
Like, and I became, like, best mates with that dude. He just frothed me hell hard.
Hell yeah.
Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
chilling. You could just tell he was their leader. Like, he would tell them what to do.
Mm.
It was fucking weird, bro. Like, they would all just do what he
like,
said.
Like, gambling or just, like, everything?
Both.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, he would be like, oh, bro, go get me a drink. I'd be like, yeah, right.
True.
And he'd just fucking sit there. Hell.
Bit of an alpha.
Yeah, big time alpha. He was cool, though.
Ooh.
Nice.
Cheers.
Went to the Cass with them, walked around for yonks, like didn't really bet to start. Or I think I put 20, 30 bucks down on roulette, lost it straight away. So I was like, nah, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't bet for a bit.
Yeah.
And then, fuck, probably got, I don't even know what time, bro.
Because
when I got to the Cass, I got refused.
Yeah.
Like straight up. The dude's like, oh, how many like beers you had? I was like, no, I don't know, 10, 12.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, 10, 12. He's like, you're showing signs of intoxication.
Mm.
I was like, what, bro? No way.
I hate when they say that. Well, I mean, they are just doing their job.
Yeah.
But it's also like, come on.
So then I was literally just like, oh, I'll meet you boys in there. Went around to the other side, got let in.
Yeah, fuck.
Got asked the same question and the dude like said the same thing.
Yeah.
Dude was like, yeah, all right, looks like it.
Yeah. And just let you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking oath.
And then went in, kicking back with them for a while. They wanted to leave, so I walked out with them.
Yeah.
They got in their Ubers and then I found another group of randoms.
Oh, what the fuck?
And I like became hell good mates with all those boys.
Mm.
And then one of them's like, oh, bro, is there any honeys in the cast? I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, I think so. Mind you, it was like 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, because, yeah.
One of the boys is like their boys is like, dude, it's 4:30. Like, there's no chicks in the cast. They've all gone home.
No way.
And we were like, nah, we'll go fucking have a look.
Yeah.
Went down or back up to the cast. And the seccies that had refused me the first time came back around.
Yeah.
And they were on the side that I was entering in from this this time.
Right.
Got refused again.
Yeah.
And I was like, again, I was like, bro, what the fuck? No way. And he's like, dude, I refused you like 2 hours ago.
Did you keep drinking in the cast?
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah. So you're fucking blind.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
Mm.
Did the same thing. I was like, I'll meet you boys in there. Went around to the other side, got let back in.
Fuck yeah.
Met them straight away and they're like, dude, there's no honeys here. I was like, yeah, fuck.
No good.
Yeah. And then sat down on blackjack.
Yeah.
With $50. Bro, I just lost myself in the game, eh?
Really?
Like, because I had that $50. That's all I had.
Mm.
And I just kept going down. I got down to my last chip so many times.
True.
And I'd put it out. I'd be like, yeah, after this, I'm done. And then I'd win it. And win again and win again. Lose some. Win again. Like, I just fluctuated in between $0 and $70 for like 3 hours, bro. Maybe not that long.
Yeah, but
until about six. So
fucking hell, hour and a half. Yeah.
And then,
were those other boys still kicking with you or were you by yourself?
No, I was by myself at this point. Yeah, I was fully by myself.
Oh, shit.
I was getting on the beer still. I was talking so much.
Mm.
Like,
what? Were you the only one on the table?
No. Further into the story I was, but like when I was talking heaps, there was like a few, like there was two Asian girls, there was this this hell rich like Aboriginal guy who had like a suit on and shit.
True.
I came hell good mates with him, dude. I was like,
fuck yeah,
man, this is a nice suit, like where'd you get that? He's like, don't tell anyone, bro, I got it from the op shop. I was just like,
oh, what a G.
Dude, no way. He's like, $20. I was like, fuck yeah.
What a legend.
Talked heaps of shit with those dudes. Mm. Like, the whole time I was cheering for everyone on the table to win their hands.
Oh, fuck.
Went out for a smoke, realized it was 6:20.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, man. This is not bad. Good.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'll go back. No. I went for a piss, came back, and there was no one left on the table.
Yeah.
Went straight back up, and it was just me and the chick.
Mm.
And I won, like, 8 hands in a row, dude. True. I got up to $100.
Fuck.
And I was like, yep, that's all my luck right now. I'm going.
Yeah.
Went out for a smoke, realized it was 6:20. And then I got this urge, man. Like, just this. Now I get why people get addicted to gambling.
Yeah, I remember you messaged me that.
Bro, it was like. Like addiction almost. Like I was like, fuck, I've got $100 here. Like, why not just go for it?
Fuck.
Literally lost it all in like 5 minutes.
Fucking hell.
And I was doing stupid shit, bro. Like
on splitting. Blackjack again?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I lost it so quick, dude.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
So what, you turned 50 into 100.
Mm.
You were gonna leave and then went, nah. I'm going to go all in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I've never felt that before.
Yeah.
Like, gambling addiction. Like, I've always been, like, pretty I'll do
responsible
it.
With it.
Yeah. Like, I'm prepared to lose some money. Either way, I was, like, prepared to lose that money.
Yeah, you weren't convinced you were going to win.
Yeah, it was just the fact, like, I'd cashed out already.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, I'm going to leave. And then it was like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to go back in and
lose it.
Gamble it. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
So dumb, dude.
Well, at least, like, you got up, but at least you went, like, super, super, super up and then went and pissed all that away.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, imagine if you got, like, obviously, metaphorically or hypothetically, I don't know which one to call it. Say you were, like, $1,000 up.
Yeah.
And you cashed out and then went, nah, I'm going back in.
That would be pretty dumb.
And lost $1,000. Like,
I could see
that would be a problem.
I can now see how it would happen, though. Because you'd go back in and you'd be, like, pretty confident.
Yeah.
And you'd do, like, $100 to start with. And you'd be like, oh, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Spend it. And you're like, oh, fuck, another 100 won't hurt.
Yeah, true. Lose that again.
Before you know it, you're just chasing what you've lost.
Kind of like with me and my fucking multis on the basketball.
Although I don't think you're too bad. I think you just do that more for fun.
Yeah, and I only have a bet on Oklahoma.
Yeah, and you only do $2.50, don't you?
Yeah, I do $2.50 bets.
Yeah, that's calm, bro.
It's chill.
You don't have a worry.
No, but I haven't... This season, I've only won one multi.
Mm.
And it only cashed out at like $46 or something.
Not great.
Which, from $2, still, you know, it's a win.
Mm.
But the last time I won a multi before that was like... literally 2 seasons ago.
True.
When fucking... the season that fucking Golden State won.
Fuck, yeah, right. So you missed the whole...
Wait.
Aunt.
No, it was last season, like the very start of last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one Denver won.
The one Denver won.
Yeah.
And it was on Boston-Cleveland game.
Yeah, true.
And I won like fucking $280 or something.
Off 250.
Off 250.
That's fucked.
Which is pretty fucking good.
That's...
So then, ever since then, because, to be fair, that was like a 16-leg multi.
Pretty long.
And like, oh yeah, it was a big multi. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah, but it like, can happen.
Yeah, but it happened, and then I was like, fuck, I could just do like 11-leg ones or 12-leg ones. And I've been doing them for fucking ages. And every time, still, like, remember how I used to rant about fucking, oh, it will literally be one or two legs, and one of the legs will be for fucking Giddy to get one more rebound, or SGA to have, like, one more steal.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that.
Something.
Which convinces me even more the next time, be like, oh, yeah, like, it'll happen.
Mm.
But it is more so just for fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really fazed if I lose because it's $2.
Yeah.
But then if I win, it's like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think the fact that you're not betting out of your, like, range.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when it's a problem, when you're spending way more than you should on it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, like, you on Sunday.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you were going crazy, but you could have walked away with $100.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I kind of need cash right now, so that's why I'm pissed. Bit and pissed also... because I fucking stayed up till 7 o'clock, dude.
I woke up and literally, I woke up, checked my phone, and I had a message from you when I woke up. Like, you sent me a message the minute I woke up. I hadn't even gone on my phone yet. I just picked it up and it was like, Nathan O'Connor now. And because I opened it, and because I'm pretty sure you said, like, fuck, I'm only just going to sleep.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just leave it and talk to him later.
Yeah.
And then you messaged me like 20 minutes later and you were still awake. I was like, what the fuck is this cunt doing?
Bro. Yeah. That's why I was also pissed because I stayed up so late.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
That's pretty rough. That's a proper all-nighter.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
I got home and then I could hear my parents getting up like as I walked through the door.
True.
I was like, not happening. I'll just walk straight
to the room. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, it's good fun.
Yeah, made some friends. Sounds like a fucking good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how keen I am to do it much more often.
Yeah. Or anytime soon.
Yeah. Not anytime soon, dude.
That was even like me. Like, we got home fairly early.
Mm.
Well, we would have got home like 2:30, I think.
Still late as fuck.
Yeah, because I got fucking way too drunk.
Yeah, and you were pretty pissed.
Yeah, and then like just waking up yesterday morning, I was just like, I'm so over it.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for weeks now, but I keep going out to these things.
Yeah. Well, they're done now, the garbage.
Yeah, for a few months.
Which is handy.
Thank fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't. Like, that's the only reason, maybe you've been going out to different things as well. Parties, I guess.
Not really. This past month has mainly just been garbage.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Which?
And then plus when we were having all the gigs as well.
Yeah.
Which has stopped.
Yeah.
Thank fuck, because then that was during the week too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a rough time, dude.
Oh, man.
It was fun.
Oh, worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was glad to see it come to an end.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
At least for a little bit. It's always welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Gotta love a gig.
Oh, gigs are good. But yeah, nah. Because, like, I don't feel like I was sloppy when I was, like, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I might have been a little bit because I was just, like, genuinely drunk.
Yeah.
But then, like, because I woke up and it was one of those mornings where I was like, fuck, I literally have no idea, like, what I could have done.
Yeah, right.
But then, like, I knew I hadn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, that anxiety of, like, fuck, I actually can't remember, like, a lot of the night.
Yeah.
And now I'm freaking out if I did do something and, like, just no one's telling me.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I heard stories about other people we were with that were even more fucked than what I was. And I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't have been that bad. I must have just been, like, standard drunk, maybe a little bit over.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently one of our mates that we were there with, I'm not sure if you would have talked to him, but apparently he full pissed himself. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to say names. But yeah.
Nah, I'm joking.
Nah,
fuck, yeah. That's messed up, dude.
No shit.
Poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, when I heard about that, I was like, fuck, well, at least I didn't piss myself.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Good feather to have in your cap.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell. I don't think I've ever pissed myself on a night out.
No, I can't say I have.
I've pissed the bed.
Yeah.
Like, after drinking and then fall asleep and piss the bed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Only once.
I've done it.
Oh, twice, actually. And they were in the space of, like, a month of each other as well.
Oh, you had a problem for a while there.
Mm.
I reckon that's a problem. Times. A few times in a month.
It was.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened since, though.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I think it's all right.
Yeah, I've done it, fuck, a couple times. Have I told you about the time I pissed, like, while I was trying to piss in my ex's house, like, on the door of their, like, their front door?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, when we were together.
Yeah. Tried to or did?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I was fucking blackout.
Because
I think her brother came and picked us up from a party.
Was this the night when you got fucked on brownies as well? Or was that the time where you just pissed her bed? No, and she, like, woke up to change the sheets and you were just like, you wouldn't get up.
Yeah.
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 So this is a separate time then?
No, this is that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, no, right. Actually, no, it is a separate time.
Yeah.
I think. Well, yeah, I can't remember any of the night because apparently I blacked out in the car. Like, I was talking heaps of shit.
Mm.
And then we pulled up to HJ's and I just fucking, I slept.
True.
I just fell flat asleep. They could not wake me up.
Yeah, right.
They, like, carried me inside and then apparently I woke up.
Yeah.
And I just started fucking running around the house. And then I, like, got my dick out in the kitchen and then I was like,
you have told me this.
And then I walk up to the door. I'm like, I just need a piss, man.
Oh, man.
I'm like, try to piss her. No.
Yeah.
Walk me to the bathroom. I'm pretty sure, she was holding my dick for me. And
fuck.
Old mate was holding me up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was pretty gone.
Well, I've told you about the time I pissed in the corner of my missus' room.
Yeah.
That was fucking bad. I felt so bad about that for so long.
You would have, bro.
And I thought that she, like, had told her roommates about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, it came up, like, a while after, probably, like, a good few months afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just talk, like, I don't know how it got into conversation, but I was like, oh, what about when I did this, Ivy? And she was like, I haven't fucking told them because I wanted to forget about it. And I was like, oh, shit. My bad.
She was pissed about it.
Oh, well, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I was going to say,
I've heard stories of people doing that, like, often, though.
Yeah.
Like, getting pissed and waking up and just, like, pissing in random spots.
Yeah.
Like, two guys that I used to work with that were best friends, when they were, like, probably our age, they won a fucking footy grand final or something, got pissed, they were all sleeping, and one of them woke up and literally pissed on the other guy.
Damn.
Like, while he was asleep.
That's a fucking and low blow.
The same guy that did that has used to tell me so many stories about waking up and, like, pissing on his missus' bath towel or, like, pissing in the cupboard.
I thought you were about to say pissing on his missus.
No.
Nah, that's pretty...
Well, I mean, he probably has.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of made me feel a bit better about it, but I was still so like, fuck. I thought that was the one thing that would never happen to me.
Yeah.
And I fucking did it.
Oh, when you're in that state, man, shit just happens.
Literally.
Yeah.
All this talk about paying, I've got to pay. I don't know, waking up on yesterday, like, still drunk.
Yeah.
Obviously.
For sure.
But just like, it was that just instant feeling of regret.
Same.
Not that I had done fucking anything wrong.
Yeah.
Apart from told my friends that they were boring cunts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you tell that to?
Fucking all the people that we were there with. And
yeah.
All that.
Because
fucking, remember when you guys got there and I was like, chucked a bit of a sook. I was like, fuck, everyone's being so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, we're at a rave.
Yeah.
You know? And we'd already, like, hung out and talked and caught up and shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone was just still sitting outside, like, in a fucking row.
Right.
It's, like, not doing anything. So I went out and I was like, what are you guys doing? Like,
yeah.
Are you guys going to come and fucking dance or what?
Yeah.
And everyone was kind of just like, oh, man, a bit. And I was just straight up like, fuck, you guys are fucking being boring, eh? I wasn't being an arsehole about it. I was just like, fuck me, like, come on.
I hate that shit, bro. Honestly.
Yeah, like... Obviously, when I think about it sober, I'm like, oh, who gives a fuck? Yeah. But, you know, I was keen to fucking have a boogie.
Yeah.
You know, have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to a rave to sit outside and smoke fucking cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's good for a little pit stop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
If we wanted to do that, we'd just go to a pub.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Why spend $30 on a ticket?
Oh, we did all get in for free.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But still,
yeah,
you know, like, I don't know. Yeah, it kind of just ticked me off. And then that was when I came back in and I was like, hell stroppy.
Right.
But then I was fine after a while.
Yeah.
Because then everyone actually came and started dancing and it was a fucking good time.
I didn't realize that all those people were there, eh?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Because some of them did just stay outside the whole time.
Yeah, right.
Like.
Trey. So that's who you were talking to. When you're outside.
Yeah.
Oh,
and because I sat there for a while, like, just, like, looking at them.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, I think someone was like, fuck, you're drunk, eh? I was like, yeah. And I want to go and fucking dance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sit outside and, you know. And I think also because I'd already been to the skate thing beforehand.
Yeah.
And,
so
like.
You were, like, in the mood.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, I was in the mood. I'd already had two sets of pre's pretty much.
Mm.
Like, had some drinks at Ivy's before going, then went to the skate thing. And then I was like, fuck, like, surely.
Yeah.
Gotta fucking turn one on now.
Well, I mean, yeah, I like being inside, like, with the music and whatnot.
Cause then same, bro.
You're not outside smoking cigarettes. Like, literally. I hate that shit because you just chain smoke when
some
you're out
there.
Some
of them weren't even... smoking, they were just like sitting out there, and yeah, I don't know.
And like, you might as well go.
Obviously, I fucking love them all, they're all my friends,
yeah.
Like, and you know, Ivy as well,
mm.
Like, all of them. That's why I like woke up and was kind of like, oh, fuck, did I actually do that?
Yeah,
like, because usually I'd just deal with it and be like, whatever,
yeah.
But for some reason, that night, I was like, all right, I've done nothing all long weekend,
yeah,
apart from chill out.
You wanna
it's Sunday night. I can actually have a Sunday sesh.
Yeah.
Like, let's fucking party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
And the music was good.
It was, man.
They were the best sets that they've had since the Skin on Skin fucking show, I reckon.
I was only just thinking about how, like, busy Skin on Skin was. Like, that was packed out, eh?
Oh, yeah. Because everyone would have bought tickets, like, that day that it got announced.
Because he's pretty big, man.
Yeah. And he like, literally... It got announced, like, the day before it was actually happening.
Yeah.
So it would have fucking spread.
Because
it less than a week after he played at Laneway as well.
Did he?
Yeah. He played at Laneway the week before.
The one we went to?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we missed him.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
We probably... Well, I didn't know who he was until Neither. You told me.
Yeah. I knew who he was from Laneway.
Right.
Because that chick that we did see, the DJ chick?
Yeah.
Nina.
Nia Archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I searched her on Spotify after Laneway and saw that she had songs with Skin on Skin.
Yeah.
And then saw that he played.
Yeah, true.
Because, yeah, that's why they were able to get him, because he was still in Perth.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine they got Fred.
Imagine.
Dude.
That would have been crazy.
His set, like, he was doing some dirty set, like, songs.
And my sister was saying he literally played for, like, 5 hours straight or something, yeah, pretty much.
Like, she was saying he was up there the whole time.
Yeah. Like from 5:30 to fucking 10:30 or something.
Yeah. Cause
that's crazy.
I rocked up and I think he was finishing his first, like, solo kind of thing. Because I think he was playing from 5:30 to 6:30. Like, just him, maybe some other people helping him out. And I rocked up probably like 6:20-ish.
True.
And then, yeah, like I could hear like a few of his songs. And then it changed to some other dude. So I was like, oh, chill. He's playing some fucking dirty wubs, dude.
True.
And then Fred came back on for 2 hours, bro.
Yeah, right.
Fucking loudest music I've ever heard. That's pretty crazy. Like, hands down, loudest ever.
It did look pretty fucking mean. Like, even from where you were sitting on the outside. Like, not even in there. I was like, fuck. Because you could see the stage, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I sat in a stupid spot because I had that tree in the fucking road. But I could see most of the, like, stage. I could see the whole screen. Like,
you could hear it.
Yeah, I was basically there, bro.
Yeah.
I just wasn't in the fucking mosh, which would have been cool.
Would have been cool. But fuck.
I feel like
lots of people.
There was 35,000, bro.
That's crazy. That is insane.
Yeah. Like, I would have got lost, man. Easily. Like, you'd just have to pick your spot and stay there. That's crazy. And not move.
I wonder how many people would have been at Fisher. Because Fisher was at the same spot.
Right.
And Fisher was fucking packed.
Right.
But, like, I don't know, just judging from photos that I saw of Fred.
It
would not have been that many people.
I don't think so, bro. No. That was the biggest concert ever in Langley Park.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fisher would have been half of that, I reckon.
Mm.
Maybe not even. Because there was a lot of people at Fisher.
Yeah.
Because everyone had been holding on to their tickets for like 3 years.
Because he was going to do one before COVID, wasn't he? Or like when COVID happened.
Yeah.
It was like,
and then it got rescheduled like a bunch of fucking times and then it finally happened.
Because it was meant to be a beach party, right?
Yeah. Which would have been sick.
That would have been fucking Frio. Cool. Bro.
Yeah.
That would have been gnarly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty tempted to get fucking Dom Dollar tickets now.
Do it, man.
What happened there, buddy?
I slipped out, bro.
Oh, hey. Pull out game strong.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, no. Overall, I had a pretty good A-star.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, yesterday was quite rough, though.
Yesterday sucked balls.
Because, like, Ivy went to work. I kicked back at hers for a little bit after she left because I was still, like, fucking spacey.
Not really.
Cut this out as well. But, yeah. No, yeah, yesterday was fucking rough. Because then when I got home, I literally just went straight to bed. Slept from like 10 o'clock till fucking 3.
Yeah.
Which probably didn't help trying to get to sleep last night.
No, I don't think so.
It was almost like I dealt with the hangover today because I slept all of yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, didn't really get a chance to actually feel the hangover.
I feel the same, bro.
Which I'm kind of like, fuck, I should have just like battled it out yesterday and been hungover and had a good night's sleep and been okay today.
Yeah, it would help. But, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's right.
We move.
We move forward.
We ball.
Fuck it, we ball.
Oh, man.
So, should we get into these movies?
Yeah.
And music?
Yeah, do you want me to talk about Point Break?
Yeah, go on.
it was pretty fucking cool, bro. Like, I'm just remembering it all now.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like, as I was watching it, I was like, fuck, this is probably one of my favorite movies I've watched.
Mm.
Like, it, I think it's the favorite one you've recommended me.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, it's cool, bro.
It's such a fun movie, eh?
Yeah.
Like, and because it's, like, well, it's not super old, but it's over 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I just found it, like, all the scenes, like, the whole story, it's just fucking cool, bro.
It's a cool story, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
And, like, how he's mates with old mate pretty well from the start.
Yeah.
Like, he froths him and then they find out, you know, he's an FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh.
The whole thing is fucking good.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say, bro.
Yeah.
I loved it.
What was your favorite scene, if you can remember?
Probably the last one. Like, when he's at Bondi Beach.
No, Bell's Beach.
Bell's Beach, sorry. Yeah. And
WA, baby.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. There's a nice surprise at the end that I reckon you'll like.
Yeah, Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was trying to find him everywhere, and he's like, I knew you wouldn't miss this.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no way, bro.
And then he lets him go because he knows he's going to fucking die.
Yeah, he's like, bro, fucking yeah. Where are you going to live through that shit?
Yeah, literally. But yeah, no, it's a fucking good movie.
Well, and it's good that he let him do it because he actually really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he wanted to go.
Yeah.
So, fuck it.
He's like, fuck it. Let him die doing what he loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mates for a bit there.
Oh, they were good mates.
Yeah.
They're like best friends, pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's a fucking, it's a classic.
Like, yeah.
It's fucking sad when his, like, actual FBI partner dies. He gets fucking shotgunned at the airport before they're about to go skydiving.
Yeah. And then they force him to, like, get in the plane with them.
Yeah.
And then, is that when he jumps out without a chute?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Pretty gnarly.
Like
jumps out without a chute, hangs on to fucking,
old mate. Like,
catches up with the cunt with the parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, pull it. He's like, we got 8 seconds before we die.
Yeah.
He pulls it literally on zero.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Yeah.
And then he gets his girl back.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. She was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I like that short hair.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Mm.
Mm. But yeah, no, fucking, I just love Keanu Reeves as well. And Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze's a fucking,
they worked well together, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how they were beefing at the start a bit.
Yeah.
And then they just ended up liking each other. It's fucking cool.
Surfing together every day, going to parties.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
No, it's a cool movie.
Definitely reckon it's like favorite one you've recommended me.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
For sure.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because well, it's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it, bro.
You'll watch the remake as well. Because the remake is good. But it's just like, it's more action-packed.
Right.
Than that one. Yeah. Like, it's the same storyline and everything. But, like, different scenes, different, like, they change a few things up. But it is good, the remake.
Right.
But, yeah, it's good because the remake doesn't ruin the original either.
That's good.
Like, because they didn't try to copy it entirely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of just like the main moral of the story is the same.
Because there is a pretty good, like, moral behind it. That's what I was trying to think of. Like, there's a message.
Yeah. Yeah, for like, sure.
Yeah. I like
keep that. Your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Basically.
But yeah, no, it's fucking, yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
They're glad you liked it.
It just twists and turns, bro.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I mean, straight away I was kind of like, yeah, that's a dude.
Oh, they make it pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, oh, I don't know, it just like takes so many turns and shit.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he forces him to rob the bank with them as well.
That was fucked.
Without a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no way, dude. And then he full, like, does it with them.
Almost like he enjoyed it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably did, bro.
Probably.
It's bro. Like, this fucking, it would be even rush, dude.
Oh, imagine a bank.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like, that would be like getting high, man. It'd be like a drug.
Oh, it'd be the biggest adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why they were doing it, because they were adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be, oh, that sounds
pretty
bad.
Gnarly.
I was going to say, it'd be so cool.
It would be, I reckon.
Yeah.
Not that you're not going to do it, but like, you know, because, oh, I mean, you get a shit ton of money from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get such good kick, and then imagine getting away with it. It'd be like, I'm a fucking badass motherfucker.
Is it a bad thing that that's like what I'm more, you know, intrigued about, or like
being
attracted
badass
to?
Like, yeah.
Just the feeling of, you know, they're after you and you just get away.
Yeah, literally.
It's like, fuck yeah.
Like, they have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's cool. What's their, they call themselves the fucking ex-presidents?
Yeah. They all wear president masks.
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
They had the same, like, routine every time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. I knew you would. It was a nice mix-up.
I liked it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I enjoyed myself.
Sick.
Yeah. I was contemplating watching it again yesterday when I was doing fuck all.
True.
I was like, oh, I probably could. Because I found it for free on the internet on SBS.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking oath.
So I was like, say less.
Yeah. That's all good.
I was thinking about watching it again.
Yeah.
I didn't though.
I think last time I watched it was when I worked on the farm.
Right.
And we watched it, like, me and the boys.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Sunk fucking emus. Yeah. Point Break.
A few red tins.
Few reddies.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Good movie.
How'd you go with Dizzy?
I went good.
Yeah? You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I listened to it on record, because you gave me the record.
Mm.
And, like, I put it on, went and sat outside my room, was listening to it. Then Mum came out and she started dancing. Like,
really?
She was hell into it.
Really?
Like, she was enjoying the beats.
Yeah.
Which was my favourite part.
Yeah.
Again. Because all I could really hear was the beats, because then Dad come and hung out with me, and we were kicking the footy to each other while we were listening to it and, like, having a yarn.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just in the background playing.
Got you.
But then the Jezebel song.
Yeah.
Literally not on purpose, because I remember you said, like, that's, like, quite a deep song.
Mm.
Or, like, it gets sort of deep and it's, like, a story. I literally started, like, I think Dad went inside. And I just, like, was actually being able to listen to the lyrics rather than just the beat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is that fucking Jezebel song.
Yeah.
Like, I picked it up straight away.
Yeah.
So that was my fucking, one of my favorites.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, no, it is cool.
Yeah.
And it is one of those albums that you can just throw on.
Oh, like, yeah, because the beats were fucking, yeah.
They're fun, bro.
They were getting me hype.
Yeah, they get
like,
you
yeah.
hype,
I was like,
dude.
Yeah, this is sick.
Yeah.
And just his voice as well. Like, you can see Danny Brown's inspiration coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. But yeah, nah. It was fucking, oh, I have to listen to it again. I also forgot to fucking bring it today as well. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I did have a feeling at work that you didn't.
Yeah.
I was like,
well, because I went to Ivy's last night.
Yeah.
And then went to work, came here, and I just completely forgot to fucking put it in my car.
It's okay, mate.
Probably
sure
a good
I'll...
thing, because it would have gone warm in my car.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll see you in the near future. Hopefully.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will.
I think we
will. It'll be okay.
We can set
but
it
yeah,
up.
No, the beats were fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's... Oh, I don't know. I was going to say I think that might be my favourite part, but I just love the way... Well, his beat selection is awesome because, like, his voice just goes so well on all of them. Like, it sounds like one. Like, when you listen to Danny Brown... His voice just meshes so well with the beats that he, like, picks.
Yeah.
That, like, it's just all kind of one
it's
thing,
its
but it's distinct in its own way as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with their capability to, like, inflect their voices and whatnot.
Yeah. I just love the uniqueness of the voice.
Mm.
Like, I can see how people wouldn't like it.
Mm.
Like, same as Danny Brown.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand how that could be annoying.
Yeah.
But I fucking love it.
Yeah, I really like,
like
it, dude.
It's so much better than fucking, not shitting on him, but, you know, like Drake's voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean.
Or like, not Kendrick, because Kendrick has like different characters that he does.
Mm.
Same as Tyler. And it's, Jid, like Jid's voice is really unique.
Yeah.
Like when you hear Danny Brown or Dizzy Rascal, you can like tell that it's them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, this is fucking Danny.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a lot of so many rappers out there where if you're not like
tapped
into the scene,
yeah,
it probably just all sounds the exact fucking same.
Yeah, well, that's like a lot of trap music, dude. Like Gunna and Young Thug sound pretty similar.
Yeah.
Although they've gotten different now. At the start, they were like, Gunna sounded exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like even, you know, I find like fucking Youngboy and all them cunts.
Yeah, they all sound like the fucking same, I can never tell, bro,
who it is.
That's what I mean. Like, and then you have people like Danny and shit.
Yeah.
And you hear him and it's like, oh.
It's Danny Brown song.
Same as Kanye.
Yeah, easily. Like, I feel like that's a pretty important thing in hip hop is
having your own voice.
Because you think of the best artists ever. They all had like that, like Biggie, bro. He probably had the best voice. Jay-Z.
And because rapping isn't, you're not changing your voice to sound like something.
Mm.
Like you're rapping in your normal voice. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like when Danny Brown talks, it's like, oh, that's literally his voice.
Yeah.
Same as Kendrick, like all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas if you're a singer, you're actually like altering your voice to sound a certain way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's definitely a big thing in rap to, you know, stand out in a crowd.
Drake alters his voice. Like, he doesn't really sound Canadian on a lot of his songs, I don't think.
Yeah, not really. I don't think he even sounds Canadian at all, just in general.
Nah, when he talks like normal. Or yeah, he does maybe a bit. He puts on an, I don't know, he does so many accents, bro.
Yeah.
I can't tell what one's real.
Yeah. Fuck Drake.
Oh, he got a big dick.
Yeah, he does have a big dong.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're bringing that up again.
No, we better not.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
I'll start getting barred up.
I don't know if you'll like my album this week, eh? So I was going to give you an option.
That's okay.
Because I was going to give you a record,
or
I can give you this like underground hip hop artist released an album on Friday, which is pretty fucking cool.
Mm.
So
it's up to you, bro.
The vinyl is Fred Again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you.
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. What's the other one though?
Do you remember Rock Marciano? The guy who did the album with Alchemist.
Mm.
You listened to one of his albums like a while ago.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
what was his name?
Rock Marciano.
Rock Marciano. Fuck, I can't remember.
He's pretty fucking cool, bro.
Yeah. Like, if I heard it, I'd remember.
I'd put him in like top 40, 50 rappers ever.
True.
He's pretty fucking good, man.
Look at this fucking Fred guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cute, man. I kind of...
He is... Yeah, he's probably, pretty fucking nerdy looking. I can't lie.
A little bit, but
he's pretty cute though.
I'd probably go gay for him after.
Actual?
Sunset.
Who are all these bitches on the back?
His bitches, bro. Fred's got bitches, man.
Mm. Oh, hey. He's got a song called Nathan.
Oh, is there a song called Nathan on there?
Yeah, side B, number one. Nathan, Still Breathing.
Oh. I didn't even realize, dude.
Have you even listened to this album, Nathan?
Like, honestly, I can't tell. Like, a few of the songs, I'm like, oh yeah, this is like,
this is that song.
One. But a lot of
Actual
them,
Life 3, January 1st to September 9th, 2022. Yeah, right.
It is cool because all the beats like flow into each other, so it's almost like you're listening to a DJ set.
Yeah, like, that's pretty cool.
That's the way he kind of sets it up.
Yeah.
Which, and I listen to all his albums. Like, I don't really just listen to songs of his.
Yeah,
I just
listen
to his albums.
Yeah.
Of that reason.
Fuck yeah. Kane. Because I do like him.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure. Cause
like, I've got nothing against him. It's just that I haven't listened to him.
Right.
It was like when I went, I dropped my sister at her praise.
Yeah.
And because it was at her friend's house that she used to work with.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you... Where'd my fucking lighter go? Yeah, she was like, oh, you should come in and actually meet so-and-so, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, whatever, I'll come in.
Yeah.
And she was, like, full convincing me to try and get in.
Yeah.
Like, my sister's mate.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned that, like, I don't really listen to Fred again. Yeah. So I'm not fazed about going.
Yeah.
And everyone at Praise, like, looked at me like, is this guy okay? And, like, I got asked, like, oh, so why don't you listen to him?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's not that I don't like him. I just, like, haven't gotten around to, bumping it. Like, whenever my sister plays it or my mate plays it,
yeah,
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, yeah.
It's calm, bro.
Yeah.
Like what you said, it's like chill house music.
Mm.
Like, that's what all his albums are like. His concert was fucking a little bit different.
Yeah.
He spiced it up a bit.
That's good. That's what you want for a concert.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I was like, I've got nothing against Fred.
Yeah.
I was just fucking, I'm not going to be one of those guys that Fred again comes and I'm all of a sudden going to get a ticket and act like I fucking love Fred again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I reckon he's cool.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, he's fucking, like I said, I'll go gay for him.
Fair enough, bro.
I guess he drinks his whole set.
Mm.
But I'm like, fuck, he's got so much energy up there, bro. Like, he just bounces around the whole time, like, arms in the air.
My sister said the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you reckon he was on something?
No, apparently he drinks, like, the whole time.
Yeah, right, that's it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Just gets blue as fuck and plays songs.
Fucking oath, that'd be pretty fun.
Dude, it kind of inspired me to want to be a DJ, eh?
Every time I go to, like, Garbage or go and see a DJ live.
Yeah.
For weeks afterwards, I'm like, fuck, I want to start DJing so bad.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
But this is a weird thing. Like, that would be cool.
Mm.
Like, I would rather do it, like, I don't know. Like, I would want to do the raves and shit, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I would love doing, like, albums and whatnot.
Yeah.
As well. Like,
and, you know, being able to sell out $35,000 tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a DJ in front of.
Exactly. Oh,
that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. That's fucking gnarly, dude.
He'd be fucking loaded.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Easily, bro.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, he's gaining a lot of traction.
Mm. Well, he's been around for a while, hasn't he? He's only just really, you know.
I'm not 100%
proper out there.
Yeah. Not 100%.
Because according to my sister, she's been listening to him for like 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been out for like
a
couple of years.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what, like, I know of. Like,
not like fucking forever.
Yeah, no.
Because he's young.
Yeah. Like, since 2020.
30.
Fuck. Maybe look that up. That'd be interesting, bro.
I feel like he's somewhat old. I'm going to say 30 just because my sister said that he was 30.
I reckon 26.
30. Mm. Yeah.
Should have trusted your sister on that one.
Yeah, well, I did. As if Dom Dollar is 32.
Fuck, true. Yeah, right. We still got time, bro.
Baby Keem's only 23.
Two form baby Keem.
I need piss again. Oh, and then I'll give you your movie.
Easy. You haven't thought about it, have you?
No.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Oh, you told me last night, actually.
Yeah. But yes. My movie.
Your movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to a bit of a classic again. A bit of a cult classic.
Yeah.
Just because of the haircut, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
So the haircut.
I was meaning to say earlier, too. I like your haircut, bro.
Thanks, mate.
Nice.
Ivy does not.
Yeah.
Which, not gonna lie, I don't really like it either.
Mm.
But Thursday arvo at work. We're having some after-work beers. And my supervisor for the whole week last week was telling me that I needed to shave my head again.
Yeah.
Because it was getting a bit bushy.
Yeah.
Well, not even. It was just growing. You know.
It's getting to that awkward phase there.
Yeah, it was looking a bit, you know, a little bit yucky.
Bit rough.
Yeah. Anyway, and then on Thursday, it was like, surely just Monday afternoon, just shave the sides and just have a streak down the middle.
Yeah.
Like, just get a, like, puffy mohawk.
Yeah.
And I jokingly said to him, I was like, yeah, $50. And he was like, yeah, I'll give you fucking $50. And you've got to just keep it for one day. Just keep it for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then you can shave it off. I was like, yeah, all right, fucking easy. Shook on it. So I did it, obviously.
Yeah.
$50 to have a mohawk for a day.
Mm.
Like, that's fucking easy money.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you're just going to shave it.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Like, so as like, well.
Yeah. Literally doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's all good. Anyway, but it reminded me of this classic movie. You've probably heard of it.
Okay.
Taxi Driver.
I have seen that. I think.
You've seen it?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh.
Taxi Driver. I've heard of it for sure.
You might be thinking of Baby Driver.
That's what Yeah.
No, Taxi Driver is like, I'm pretty sure it was made in the 60s.
Oh, true. Yeah, nice.
From memory, like, it's either 63 or 73.
Mm.
It's super fucking old, but it's, it's Robert De Niro is the main character. Yeah. A very young Robert De Niro.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Martin Scorsese is the director.
Yeah.
And he's like Tarantino. Renowned.
Yeah.
Spec.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I was actually kind of off. 1976.
That's all right. That's still...
still fucking old. Ballpark. Yeah.
You said 1973, so...
I was close.
You were, mate. Don't say yourself short.
It's long. Never mind. No, it's not. I thought it was like 3 hours.
How long is it?
Hour 54.
Oh, that's calm, dude.
Yeah, that's fuck all.
Standard.
Yeah.
Good movie length.
Perfect movie length, I reckon.
100%.
When it starts getting over 2 hours, it gets a bit like...
If it's good, you can do it. But if it's not...
If you're not into it, it's like, I've made it this far, I need to keep watching, but this needs to fucking end.
Big time, bro.
Yeah.
Big time.
But, yeah, it's like another kind of psychological crime.
Yeah.
Like, there's a storyline behind it, but yeah, it's kind of like his downward spiral into doing something really bad.
Okay.
Or wanting to do something really bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, fuck yeah. I do enjoy those movies.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah.
I can't really say much about it.
Yeah.
Like always.
Yeah.
These fucking movie recommendations without spoiling it. But,
That's all right, man.
No, I think you'll like it.
Fuck yeah.
And it's cool seeing Robert De Niro really young as well.
It would be.
Like,
He's
literally unrecognizable.
True.
Yeah. Apart from his fucking mole on his face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at one point this is his haircut in it. It's pretty funny.
That's fitting.
Yeah.
I like it, dude.
No, you'll like it, I think.
Dude, you know how you said you got $50 for that?
Mm.
One of my mates got given $1,000 to just shave his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't know. I think someone said it jokingly. And he was like, I'll do it for $1,000. They're like, all right, we got $250 here, $250 here, $250 here. Then they found some random bloke to chip in $250.
Yeah, right.
$1,000 right there. All to his account. Shave your head. Not even...
I wish.
Not even bald, dude. I thought it would have to be bald for that.
Yeah, because we saw him like a few days after he did it.
Mm.
It was just like a three all over.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just a buzz, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're getting $1,000, you've got to go bald.
Well, I would make them if I was paying.
Mm.
Go bald all over.
Like,
shave
fuck
your
I'd
eyebrows
pay
and everything.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I'd give a mate $250 just to shave his head for no good reason. You know what I mean?
Fuck no.
Unless it was for, like, a good cause or something. But like, it couldn't have been if he was getting $1,000.
Nah. It was just for his pocket.
That's fucked.
Yeah, bro.
Was his hair even that long when he shaved it?
Oh, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Curly and, like, to the length mine is now. So
yeah.
Fucking
fair
probably
bit
even longer.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. Like, I think he wanted to cut it off anyway, so.
I mean, it's a fucking win for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know my mum did world's greatest shave?
What, this year?
Nah, not this year. Oh. She did it when I was in primary school.
True.
Yeah. Went full, like, not to the skin, but.
But pretty bold.
I'm pretty sure she got like a one.
That's pretty short.
Yeah.
Might as well be to the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you're around there.
My mum shaved her head like 2 weeks after she gave birth to me.
Trey?
Yeah.
Why's that? Just wanted to?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just decided to shave her fucking head. I mean, or it was while she was pregnant with me. One of the two.
Mm.
But yeah. Hell random.
That's fair.
Yeah, maybe she was into fucking Sinead O'Connor, whoever she was.
Yeah.
A singer.
I don't know.
Always had a bald head.
I don't mind the bald head.
She died recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the bald head.
Yeah, dude. Like,
short. Like, even on a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Doja Cat's hair, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad, dude.
If you can pull it off, it looks fucking good.
Yeah, it's hot, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost, like, bad. Like, she's kind of bad, man. Bad bitch, kind of.
She's kind of bad, man.
Mm.
Fuck,
what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's like a little
bit. Even Ivy, like, around this time last year, cut her hair pretty short.
Yeah.
Because like, she had the longest fuck hair. And she, like, yeah, like, cut it real short.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's fucking nice.
It's just different, bro. It's cool. I like it.
So fucking hot.
Yeah. Especially when you're dating someone.
Yeah.
And, like, you've might have only really known them with longer hair or the same hair.
Oh, yeah.
Just change up.
Dude, when I first, like, started seeing Ivy however many years ago, her hair was literally, like, at her bum.
Yeah, true.
And she's tall.
Yeah.
So, like, she had long fucking hair.
Yeah, that is long.
Yeah. And it pretty well stayed like that until
she cut it off.
She cut it to that length.
Yeah, true.
Like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved it.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I could imagine. Cool.
And then she'd do, like, little fucking piggy tails.
Ooh.
But they weren't long enough to hang down, so they just kind of stick up. Mm. Oh, I thought it was hot as fuck.
It's pretty cute, man. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ease up, mate. Ease up.
Sorry, mate. Not trying to hit on your missus.
I know, mate. Oh, fuck.
You know me, mate.
I know you.
Yeah.
I know you. Oh, fuck. Should we wrap it?
Yeah.
Or do you have anything else? Do you have more to say?
I'm just trying to think. Long weekend was like a blur, man.
It felt long while it was happening.
It did.
And then I got to work today and I was like, fuck. This is weird.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was supposed to be at work today.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. I didn't tell you about the Aboriginal lady that I met at the Bottle-O.
No, you haven't told me that yet.
Well, I rock up to the Bottle-O before we went out on Sunday night.
Mm.
Straight from the gym. So I was sweaty as fuck, wife beater and shit.
Yeah.
Walk out. And then she, like, she was sitting there with all her stuff. She, like, walked up to me. She's like, oh, can you give me a lift to East Perth station? I was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I've got shit on.
Yeah.
And she, like, gets torn. She's pretty upset.
Mm.
She's also pretty drunk, but she was, like, coherent. Like, I could understand what she was saying and shit.
Mm.
But I could tell she'd been drinking.
Yeah.
And, like, she was, yeah, pretty upset. She just got dumped there by some dude.
Yeah, right. Because
she just wanted to get a goon bag and then go to the fucking the city or some shit. I don't know.
And they just left her there?
Yeah, she gave him $15 to give her a lift to the Bottle-O and then to the city.
Oh, like random dude?
No, I think someone she knew.
Right.
But yeah, he just dumped her there and left.
True.
And
that's pretty dog.
Yeah. And fuck, one of her, it was like her grandson or some shit, had just been taken off like life support.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Or like one of her nieces or some shit. So she'd come down from Geraldton to like see him and shit. Mm. And then I don't even think she got a chance to see old mate before they cut him off.
Yeah, right.
So she was, yeah, pretty fucked up.
Yeah, pretty upset. Fair enough.
So I was like, fuck, we'll work something out because I felt pretty bad. And I'd been there for like 5-10 minutes talking to her at this point.
True.
So I was like, all right, we'll fucking figure something out for you.
Yeah.
Went on train because I was like, oh, you're right to catch like train or bus. She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, I'll give you a lift to a station then.
Yeah.
And like looked it up, found like I could take her to Vic Park and she could catch a train from there.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, that's easy. Like I can do that for you.
Yeah.
Went in, grabbed my beers, come back. Fucking she had so much shit, bro. Suitcase, bags and shit.
Yeah, right.
Hops in my car. Like, put all her shit in, hops in my car, and she's like, oh, can we stop at my mum's place to grab, like, my bumpers? I was like, fuck, whatever, okay. She's like, oh, it's just up the road, like, near the primary school, near Carlisle Hotel and shit.
Yep.
Like, literally just up there. So I was like, oh, it's on the way anyway. It's
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Took her up there, parked up. Fuck, I was waiting there for, like, 10, 15 minutes. She was in there, like, called her mom. She's like, yeah, it's okay, you can come in.
Yeah.
So I think they've been busting up or whatever. Comes out, has a box full of bumpers, dude.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh, come on, really?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I've got a bunch of bumpers in my fucking car now because of that.
Really?
Yeah, spilt them fucking everywhere.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I was like, all right, finally, we can go.
Yeah.
Start taking her to the, like, train station. She's like, oh, you're lovely. Like, I just wish I could stay with you all night and, like, just sit here and drink with you all night. She's, like, feeling me up and shit. I was fuck. No, I got a girlfriend, love. Like, I can't.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. I'm not one of them whores. Like, I won't do that. I was like, all right, dope.
Even though we're just said you wanted to.
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, drove her up to the station. And then she's like, start again, how upset again. She's like, yeah, I just need someone to, like, be my ears.
Mm.
I was like, all right, whatever. Like, talk.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, can we have a cigarette together and shit? I was like, whatever.
Fuck.
Sat in my car, had a cigarette. And then she took so long to smoke it, bro.
Oh, really?
She's sitting there yapping away. Like, giving me a whole life story, telling me about dudes that have been to prison and shit. So I was like, fuck. Like, I just listened.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're so sweet. Like, you got such a good soul and all this.
Mm.
And, like, started telling me about, like, spirits and whatnot. And I was like, damn. I don't want to get on her bad side.
Yeah, fuck.
But yeah, she was, like, pretty stoked. And then she was like, all right, I better get out. I was like, easy. Fucking grabbed her shit out. And then she started getting me packing her fucking suitcase and shit.
Yeah,
like,
right. Because
she just had bags. And she's like, oh, can you shove them in there? I was like, fuck, whatever, okay.
Come this far.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm not going to just tell you do it yourself.
Yeah, fuck.
So then, yeah, did that. And she left her fucking goon box just out on the road, like, next to my car. Like, because she packed her shit up. She's like, all right, see ya. Dope, see ya. And then closed her door and looked at the side of my car, and she just fucking left a goon box there.
Did you take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking oath.
I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Put it in my car. She still had a goon bag.
Oh, she just left the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I was like, man, why didn't you just leave it in my car, you fucking...
Yeah, what the fuck?
But yeah.
Well, man, at least you did a good deed.
Yeah, well, I felt pretty good about it. Like, yeah. I was like, man, I helped her out.
Sounds like a few points, though, you were like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, well, I was like, man, I got a family thing on tonight, like 7:30, it's a dinner, like, I got to get there. And then she just starts talking about her family.
I'm
like,
yeah, fucking hell.
Bro, like, I actually have to
help. Was she, like, old or?
Yeah, she had kids and shit.
Oh, true.
She had, like, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Pretty old.
Yeah.
Or compared.
Yeah, compared.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Sounds intense.
It was a little bit. I was getting some funky looks from people getting off the train, eh?
Oh, really?
Because obviously our windows were down and shit.
Yeah.
And sitting there having a cigarette and she's just spieling to me.
Yeah,
and they could hear it.
Was she being pretty loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there like, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yep. Looking out, straight.
Yeah.
And just seeing people walk past and like,
a bit sauce.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, oh, fuck. But.
Yeah, fucking hell.
No, I felt good about it. Like,
that's good.
She was obviously not.
Well, you definitely helped her out.
Yeah.
So.
No, I was.
That's always nice, helping someone out that needs it.
Happy to do it, man.
Yeah.
And obviously it just led into a night of just meeting random people and becoming friends with them.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Just kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, yeah. That's good. I like that. Fuck, I forgot you even mentioned that over messages.
Yeah, I forgot about it too, because I was meant to tell you, but then, just forgot.
But then, garbage happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. fucking
the beginning
hell.
Of the end.
Yeah, pretty much. fuck.
Shall we wrap it now? Sorry.
I reckon.
I just had to chew your ear off for a little bit.
That's all right. I like it. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Getting it's all about like chewing.
That. Yeah.
On ears.
Yeah.
Like Mike Tyson. Rawr. 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 Bye.